Hello, everyone, and welcome to A Little Bit of Good Stuff. It's Mike and Kim Burge, and we're delighted to bring that to you. You've been listening to the news all day. It's time now for something a little different. But before we get to that,
Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read. Oh, I guess I'm supposed to say that the last part. But anyway, Tri-State Livestock News is a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and much, much more. Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. And Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
Indeed. What have you got, Mike?
I was going to share a little something about Winston Churchill.
Oh, do, please.
This speaks for me as I speak, and I'll bet for many of you as you consider the things that others have done. During World War II, Winston Churchill was speaking to a young New Zealand airman who had been awarded the Victoria Cross for bravery. The sergeant had crawled out onto the wing and beat down the flames of his Wellington bomber while in air, might add, saving the plane and its crew. Seeing Churchill, the young man was tongue-tied and awestruck. Sensing the moment, Churchill said, quote, "You must feel very humble and awkward in my presence," end quote. When the young man replied affirmatively, Churchill looked at him and said, quote, "Then you can imagine how humble and awkward I feel in yours." From Winston Churchill.
Wow. Thank you. That was very good. Here's from the whole other end of the spectrum. How's that sound?
Okay.
It's a redneck love poem.
Oh, no.
I know. Get ready. Susie Lee done fell in love. She planned to marry Joe. She was so happy about it all, she told her pappy so. Pappy told her, "Susie, gal, you'll have to find another. I just as soon your ma don't know, but Joe is your half-brother." So Susie put aside her Joe and planned to marry Will. But after telling pappy this, he said, "Oh, there's trouble still. You can't marry Will, my gal, and please don't tell your ma. But Will and Joe and several mo', I know, is your half-brother." But Mama knew and said, "My child, just do what makes you happy. Marry Will or marry Joe. You ain't no kin to Pappy."
Ooh, no. That took a turn for the dark side.
Yeah, it did. It really did. Kind of sounds like a song.
This was on Facebook a while back, so not sure who wrote it or where it originated from, but it's kind of a thought-provoking story for everyone today.
We're just going all over the spectrum.
Kind of everything. One of my friends told me about a powerful lesson in her daughter's high school class this winter. They're learning about the Salem witch trials, and their teacher told them that they were going to play a game. "I'm going to come around and whisper to each of you whether you're a witch or a normal person. Your goal is to build the largest group possible that does not have a witch in it. At the end, any group found to include a witch gets a failing grade." The teens dove into grilling each other. One fairly large group formed, but most of the students broke into small, exclusive groups, turning away anyone that they thought gave off a hint of guilt. "Okay," the teacher said, "you've got your groups. Time to find out which one fails. All witches, please raise your hands." No one raised their hand. The kids were confused and told him that he'd messed up the game. "Did I? Was anyone in Salem an actual witch? Or did everyone just believe what they were told?" And that's how you teach kids how easy it is to divide a community. So watch what you say. Kim, do you have something to lighten the mood?
A man had just got his car stuck during a drive in the country and he needed help getting out. So he walked until he found a farm and asked the farmer for help. The farmer agrees to help the guy out, so he takes a horse out of the stable and leads him to the car. The farmer then ties a harness around the horse and the other end to the car. The farmer yells, "Pull, Sandy!" The horse just stands there. The farmer yells, "Come on now, pull, Twister!" The horse once again just stands there. Finally, the farmer yells, "Okay, dang it, pull, Ranger! You're just standing there!" Finally, the horse springs forward, and with all the strength he has, he pulls the car out of the ditch and onto the roadside. The man thanks the farmer many times, but before leaving, asks the farmer why he yelled out names of horses that weren't there. The farmer just smiles and replies, "Oh, you see, Ranger, really? Ranger there is completely blind and a lazy horse. He wasn't going to pull if he thought he was the only one trying."
Get the whole team on board, right?
That's right. That's right.
Oh, that was a good trick. I like that one.
Yeah, folks, have to remember it.
If you have items to share, send them to kimhburge@gmail.com. Please include the author if you know them so we can give credit. And tune in again for another edition of The Good Stuff.